Well, welcome back. This is Saturday, and this is Late Night with Deanne live again on RBN Radio, RBN Live. Thank you for tuning in. You can visit my blogger, which is deanneburley.blogspot.com. If you need to call me with suggestions, ideas, or whatever, 847-594-1620. Email me at dmburley@yahoo.com. And also, visit my other program, which is on Monday through Friday on truthradio.com at 6 p.m. Central Time. Our show is going to be really, I think, a lively topic today, because I was pondering the fact that our last week guests were talking about different ways of taking care of the issue of impeachment or whatever to bring this government back to where it should be. The problem is that we have so many things happening. We have compromisation of the CIA, leakage coming out from who knows where. We have the issue with Valerie Plame, still not addressed, still laying out there. Countless numbers of people, whistleblowers coming forth with information and evidence of wrongdoing and corruption and whatever, covering all the way, not only from the court system, the policing agencies, but to the White House itself, and not one of them has been able to rectify anything. Now, the worst scenario of this is the war in Iraq. The war where we went over in regards to looking for depleted uranium and also weapons of mass destruction. As of to this day, they have not found anything that gave them the right to be present in Iraq. But yet we invaded, we bombarded Iraq with deployed uranium, nuclear weapons, and there's people there in Iraq now dead from radioactive material. Dead from being bombed and worse. So anyway, what I'm saying to you is that we need to look at what it is that we're doing and how to address this. So this program today is addressing the issue. We need to clean up our courts. We need to clean up our policing agencies. We need to clean up our government, because this government is affecting the world that we live in. World at large. And this program is going to be about cleaning up, whether or not impeachment will work, acts of treason will work, or maybe we should just separate ourselves from each of this of the United States and separate ourselves by state of the Union, separating ourselves completely from this. Now, we have three different guests here, three individuals coming on to speak about this. One is Alfred Weber, a dear friend of mine from Canada. He's an attorney. He worked in the Jimmy Carter administration, dealing with the politics concerning bringing forth information on UFOs. And he was sent on commission for the Kennedy assassination. He also is the founding father of Exopolitics. He's going to talk about the acts of treason. He's also bringing forth his radio broadcast here on our program. It's going to be simulcast tonight on Canadian radio and also RBN. We also have our other guest, who is Dan DeWalt. And we also have Eric Phelps. Dan DeWalt is doing this town by town with the impeachment, and Eric is going to share his thoughts on this when we return after this commercial break.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Or click on our banner at RBNLive.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
The future of health and wellness is here in a great-tasting functional beverage. What is Zango? Zango harnesses the real power of the Garcinia mangostana, also known as mangosteen fruit. Zango is the only product to use the whole mangosteen fruit in a patented formulation and contains more xanthones than any other product on Earth. Studies are showing that xanthones have positive effects on nearly all of the body's systems, from increased energy to protection from free radical damage. Xanthones deliver a wide range of benefits. Not only is Zango mangosteen extremely healthy, it's also fat-free. Zango is 100% natural. Zango has no artificial colors and no added sweeteners. To learn more about this absolutely amazing health beverage and how it can have a positive impact on your health, or to learn how to become a distributor, please call 1-800-764-8514. That's 1-800-764-8514. Call today.
Americans who already realize our nation is in deep trouble need special edition hard copy literature to awaken the widest possible spectrum of people to the imminence of our nation's peril. The Artificially Sweetened Times informs people that the artificial sweetener aspartame is a hidden addiction killing people worldwide with a cluster of symptoms we now call Rumsfeld's disease. Find out who's responsible for unleashing this weapon of mass misery on the world and become part of the global movement to eliminate this neurotoxic drug from our food supply. The People's Income Tax Guide cites congressional records, Supreme Court decisions, and newspaper articles at the time to prove conclusively that wages were never intended to be taxed as income. A lot has happened in the world since 9/11. The report of the Citizens Commission on 9/11 disproves the government's explanation of September 11 through a careful analysis of the evidence. The Artificially Sweetened Times, the People's Income Tax Report, and the report of the Citizens Commission on 9/11 are priced for mass distribution. Sample copies are just $3. Call 208-255-2307 or go to idaho-observer.com.
We're back, and we're live here on RPN Radio with my guests and their wonderful men, very great powerhouse of thought here. We have Alfred Weber, we have Dan DeWalt, we also have Eric Phelps, and we have Eric Schein, who's going to come on to talk about a piece dealing with what he went through, the whistleblower. But my first guest is going to be my friend Alfred Weber. Alfred, are you there? Alfred?
Yes, Dan. I'm here, and I'm very happy to be here.
Hi, Alfred. I'm glad that I had you on today. And I think this is going to be a good topic, strong topic. I wanted to let the listeners know a little bit more about you. Tell them about your background and what you've done working with the treason document you've drafted up with David Ray Griffin. Can you tell?
Well, what we did is a number of us came together over the past several months, and we looked at the events of September 11th from the point of view of Article 3 of the U.S. Constitution. Article 3 of the U.S. Constitution is the treason article. The impeachment article is Article 2, and it was a very interesting coincidence that on September 11th, 1998, the U.S. House of Representatives Judiciary Committee released a report by independent prosecutor Kenneth Starr, which led to the articles of impeachment against President William Jefferson Clinton under Article 2 of the U.S. Constitution. The impeachment articles are what we would call a political solution, i.e., It is a an indictment and a trial, an indictment, articles of impeachment before the U.S. House of Representatives, and a trial before the U.S. Senate, so that many political factors become involved here. And when you where you have a nation that is polarized between red states and blue states, well, you can end up in a log jammed situation. Article 3, by contrast, is based on the criminal code. It deals with crimes, and it's prosecuted by an independent prosecutor. And what Article 3 of the U.S. Constitution, it provides in Section 3, a very simple definition. I'll just read it. It says, treason against the United States shall consist only in levying war against them or in adhering to their enemies, giving them aid and comfort. So what we did is that we took the events of September 11th and went to some of the world's experts and said, would these events, can they be so analyzed that they would support a finding under Article 3, a finding under Article 3 of treason? And so out of this came the September 11th Treason Independent Prosecutor Act. And that act would appoint an independent prosecutor under the authority of Article 3 to prosecute treason against these United States of America by three named individuals, U.S. President George W. Bush. This is based on the evidence, and there's a 50-page memorandum, evidentiary memorandum, which accompanies the act, by U.S. President George W. Bush, U.S. Vice President Richard B. Cheney, U.S. Secretary of Defense Donald H. Rumsfeld, and then it goes on to say other John and Jane Does, for planning and carrying out the acts of treason as defined in Article 3, subsection 3 of the U.S. Constitution, by conspiring to carry out, and are causing to be carried out an armed attack upon these United States on September 11, 2001, as part of a strategic deception operation. And the act is a public act of the United States Congress and a joint resolution of the U.S. Senate and U.S. House of Representatives. And it can be introduced by any U.S. senator and or any U.S. representative at no cost, simply by handing the act to the clerk according to official rules. So that's both the act, an executive summary, and the complete 50-page memorandum is now online. And for those who would like to access it online, I can give you the website where it is. It's at www.peaceinspace.org. That's peace as in war and peace. peaceinspace.org, and you go there and you just follow the links and it'll take you right to the text.
Now, Alfred, I want to stop you for a minute and then I'm going to introduce my next guest, which who I've had on before. His name is Dan DeWalt. Dan, are you there? Dan?
Hello?
Dan?
Hello?
Oh, hi. How are you doing, Dan?
Good.
I don't know if you heard Alfred.
Yes, I did.
Okay. Now, you have in Vermont brought forth a resolution that is going town by town. Can you tell the audience briefly what that resolution is and where you are with that?
Yes, that resolution in our town, Newfane, and in most of the Vermont towns, it's basically a five-point resolution calling on Bush's impeachment on terms on the grounds of domestic spying, lying about the war of Iraq, lying about weapons and destruction, lying about Al-Qaeda and Iraq connection, and the torture of prisoners. And in early March at town meetings, we've had five towns pass the resolution, and then since then we've had two more towns, and now we have efforts underway in at least two, if not three or four more towns, to call special town meetings to consider just this resolution in itself. At the same time, the state legislature, some of the political parties in the state house are considering bringing a resolution to the floor of the state house. And since people have heard about what we've been doing here, we've been almost daily getting contact by people who want to do the same thing. So now we have individuals and groups in Arizona and North Carolina and Illinois and Minnesota, California, Nevada, all working towards this. And there was just this week, the last couple days, a resolution brought to the floor of the Illinois state legislature also calling on. And a lot of these impeachment resolutions are working in terms of procedure off of the rules of Jefferson's parliamentary manual. And Section 603 says that states and towns can, by calling it a petition and sending it directly to the clerk of the House or the speaker of the House in Washington, D.C., can petition the government to start impeachment proceedings.
Okay. Well, I want to stop you there, and then I'm going to bring this over to Eric Phelps, who is a wonderful individual, knows about the things that are going on with the clergy as far as the Jesuits and their possible involvement with all these nightmares we're talking about. He has another solution, an idea. Eric Phelps, are you there?
Yes, I do.
Hi, Eric. How are you doing?
I'm doing.
Can you tell the listeners what you feel needs to be done from your idea and the viewpoint to straighten out this mess in the United States?
Well, if in the past, with regard to the Reformation, especially in England, what was done there was the Lord's people who believe the Bible and who profess Christ, they went into what was called a solemn league and covenant. And that's what the covenanters did in Scotland, and that they had a public confession of sins, that they acknowledged their waywardness, and then entered into this strict covenant between the Lord and also one another. And then after they did that, they withdrew their allegiance from King Charles II, refused to pay his taxes or to fight in his wars or to obey his laws. And, of course, that war was declared on the Covenanters for some 28 years. The king made Scotland to howl, but ultimately the Lord did give them deliverance in the person of William and Mary, who then came down as they were requested to take the throne of England. That's one example. Another example is the American colonies. After we had one continual outrage after another, the first county to secede was Mecklenburg County of North Carolina when they passed what was called the Mecklenburg Declaration, and they withdrew their allegiance from King George III, and that was a group of Presbyterians there when they entered into solemn league and covenant with each other and then passed that. And it was the Mecklenburg Declaration that was copied and greatly followed by Thomas Jefferson when he wrote the Declaration of Independence. So I say this has to start from, first of all, a spiritual revival, a return to the Bible of the Reformation, a belief on the Lord Jesus Christ, number one. Number two, then we get in covenant with one another. And then we pass this ordinance of secession or declaration of independence whereby we separate.
Well, I'm going to stop you there because we're getting ready to go to another commercial. And we'll return with our three guests and talk more after this break.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month.
sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Or click on our banner at RBNLive.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
The future of health and wellness is here in a great-tasting functional beverage. What is Zango? Zango harnesses the real power of the Garcinia mangostana, also known as mangosteen fruit. Zango is the only product to use the whole mangosteen fruit in a patented formulation and contains more xanthones than any other product on Earth. Studies are showing that xanthones have positive effects on nearly all of the body's systems, from increased energy to protection from free radical damage. Xanthones deliver a wide range of benefits. Not only is Zango mangosteen extremely healthy, it's also fat-free. Zango is 100% natural. Zango has no artificial colors and no added sweeteners. To learn more about this absolutely amazing health beverage and how it can have a positive impact on your health, or to learn how to become a distributor, please call 1-800-764-8514. That's 1-800-764-8514. Call today.
Can you grow your own nutrition on a shelf indoors in 10 days? Wheatgrass juice is live superfood, the richest nutritional liquid known to man, packed with amino acids, living enzymes, and over 100 elements. 2 ounces of juice have the same nutrition as 3 pounds of choice garden produce. Call 1-877-699-4328. That's 1-877-MY-WHEAT. The stamina, healing, blood building, weight control, and cleansing are just the beginnings of what you will reap from pennies worth of grain. For the book, seed, and the beautiful stainless steel hand crank wheatgrass juicer for $150 plus shipping. No monthly pills, no monthly bills. This is real self-sufficiency. Go to AustinWheatgrass.com or call toll-free 1-877-MY-WHEAT. That's 1-877-699-4328. And thank you for your support of our labors and of the RBN network.
Well, we're back, and it's late night, and I'm Deanne Burley on RBN Live, and I want to tell you listeners that we have 3 of the most learned men I know on this broadcast. 3 of them coming forth with information on how we need to deal with this problem. It's not a situation of sitting back and listening to the different things that are going on all over. We've listened enough. There's going to be a solution to this problem we have. Corruption upon corruption. The court systems in the United States have been totally compromised. From state to state, people have gone and complained about the fact that they've gone forth with information and evidence of wrongdoing and corruption, and the state legislators and the state officials and those people that sit in the court refuse to look into these corruption. It goes on to levels of us being poisoned. Goes on to levels with our health care being impeached. We have loads of jobs leaving this nation. People are upset about the Mexican immigration, but then who's the one that said, let's open our borders? All of this is going on right now, and it's under this same regime. This is the second term of this, and it's time for us, the people, to listen to find out what we can do to make this thing work where the United States is looked upon as a nation again instead of something that's wobbling and falling away. We have no democracy. We have no constitution. Every day we wake up, everything is changing for the worse. Now we have Alfred, we have Dan, we have Eric here, and I want to open up the floor to one other person. I want him to get his words in, and then I'm going to allow all 3 of my guests to talk and share what they think will be the best solution to get this situation resolved. Eric Schein, are you there?
How's it going?
Eric, how are you doing?
Good.
Now, you heard what's going on, and you're a merchant marine, and you've been targeted, attacked, along with a number of people that I've had on my show. Now, there are three different solutions to this problem, and I just want you to briefly just plead what has happened to you to the audience so they'll understand the nightmare you've gone through.
Well, first off, I'm not, quote-unquote, a merchant marine, and one needs to understand our industry a little bit to understand not only the rights of most federal maritime officers, but individuals like myself. I attended a United States Merchant Marine Academy known as Kings Point. It's a sister academy to West Point in Annapolis. I come out of there with a naval commission and also a Coast Guard license as an engineer, and also others come out as a mate. Since then, I've worked for General Electric. I've worked for the Navy at Pearl Harbor as a port engineer. I've worked, for General Electric on their billion-dollar missile frigates, the Aegis-class destroyers. I've worked at a shipyard in Pascagoula, Mississippi on the LHDs, LHAs, the amphibious assault aircraft carriers.
Eric, I want to stop you there. I just want to get to one issue. While you were in the Merchant Marine, you saw something, which was the privatization of the merchant vessels. How dangerous is that? And how did that affect you? I want to bring that point in because I want to bring my three guests on together to try to create a solution to this issue based on some of the things that you saw, things I saw, and the other collective body of whistleblowers. What was the main problem that you saw from where you sat?
Well, I was trying to lay that out because the maritime industry is pretty broad, and I've covered it from, stem to stern. I've worked on board ships, also naval officer and more. I've worked on nuke subs over at Pearl. And go down the whole list. Let me go ahead and say what I was going to say. Mm-hmm. From what I've seen across the board in all my experiences, whether it be with General Electric or the Navy or anything else, the democratic institutions that secure the republic are all being taken down, I'm trying to think of the proper, intentionally. I mean, they're intentionally being taken down from within so that people, whether they be people like Ambassador Wilson, private individuals, somebody like Mary Schneider, she's another one. She went through the Merit Systems Protection Board. All of these democratic institutions, whether it be the Merit Systems Protection Board, the Office of Personnel Management, the courts, all of these are democratic institutions. Our vote. All of these democratic institutions secure the republic. Without them, the republic is dead.
And you're seeing that as we speak, collapse all around. Now, I'm going to stop you there. Now, Alfred, Dan, Eric, I want to talk to all three of you. Now, Alfred, why do you feel the treason issue is more prominent to push than the act of treason and the separation of state from this whatever nightmare we're dealing with here? Alfred, do you think?
Yeah, that I wouldn't formulate the issue on the table that exact way did the Anne.
I have to stop you just for a minute. I'm sorry.
Okay, when we come back, because I see a tremendous amount of compatibility between what we four are trying to do, and I'd like to formulate it from that perspective.
Excellent. We'll be right back after this station break.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
The Republic Broadcasting Network is very proud to present a new educational tool that will inform and update our listeners to the most critically important topics and issues of the day. This new 50 CD collection contains invaluable information, carefully selected from the very best shows in the RBN archives. These standard format CDs have been painstakingly edited to remove all commercials and unrelated topic content. Each CD has been divided into multiple tracks for ease of use and review in any standard CD player. Each CD targets a specific subject matter. For example, Agenda 21, vaccinations, 9/11, depleted uranium, the war in Iraq, fluoride, deception in the churches, genetically modified foods, animal RFID tags, and many more topics. We encourage you to make copies and get them out to as many people as you can. Call and order your library CDs for the price of $150, 800-724-2719, or go to the website rbnlive.com.
There is one and only one national populist news weekly, staffed by an unsurpassed team of veteran investigative journalists who have dared to rip the veil of deception from the cover-up stories promoted by the big money-controlled media monopoly.
American Free Press.
AFP's no-holds-barred journalists fearlessly seek the truth, no matter how controversial the issue. AFP publishes exciting, in-depth, uncensored news and information good patriotic Americans need to know to combat the coming police state being clamped in our republic. The American Free Press is your voice. Subscribe today and catch up on the real news. Mention RBN when you call and receive a one-year subscription, plus a copy of Michael Collins Piper's latest bestseller, The High Priests of War. All that for just $49. Call AFP toll-free, 888-699-NEWS, or visit AmericanFreePress.net.
Robbie Noel for the Republic Trading Group. Renowned investor Jimmy Rogers recently stated that with the boom in raw materials prices, it will drive gold to a record $1,000 an ounce. Now is the time for you to take advantage of the offer from Republic Trading Group. For a limited time, we have on offer the most recognized gold coin used as a medium of exchange for over 500 years, the British Sovereign. Each gold British sovereign features the bust of King George V. The reverse of the coin is the mythical St. George slaying the dragon design. We feel the British sovereign is a great gold buy, trading at small premiums over their gold content alone when compared to U.S. gold of the same era. Call Republic Trading Group and secure these while stocks last. Call 1-800-691-7898. Or order online by going to our website at republictradinggroup.com.
So we're back with our guest on RBN Live and the D.M. Burley Show. We have Alfred Weber, we have Dan DeWalt, we have Eric Phelps and Eric Schein. Alfred, before the break, you were saying you want to continue on?
I'll try to be as quick and as comprehensive as possible. If we look at Article 2, the impeachment article under the Constitution, Article 2, Section 4 says the President, Vice President, and all civil officers of the United States shall be removed from office on impeachment for and conviction of treason, bribery, and other high crimes and misdemeanors. And so what Dan is saying, what Eric and Eric are saying, is that the executive of this land, the president, the vice president, at least Secretary of Defense Donald H. Rumsfeld, they are guilty of high crimes and misdemeanors. By the evidence, it began with a strategic deception operation that was a military attack upon the United States with 9/11, and then sort of to launch a false war on terror, which was an attack against the civil liberties of the United States. And it was an attack upon the third branch of government. There was a bioweapons attack using anthrax from the Fort CIA anthrax facilities at Fort Detrick, Maryland, in the U.S. Congress. And U.S. Congress people could not use their offices for months. We had Congress people like Dennis Kucinich, who very bravely introduced the Space Preservation Act, and there's some evidence that there was even a plan to crash a plane into the U.S. Congress, but that's when they passed the Patriot Act and all of the acts designed to take away the civil liberties. So that was the attack upon the internal, and then the external attack, the phony war in Afghanistan to bring back all of the heroin and to gain the oil on Iraq, the phony war in Iraq, to bring the depleted uranium weapons there to carry out in effect a nuclear war against that region of the planet whose radiation is now affecting the entire planet, so that we have an administration that is committing war crimes. So what all of us are proposing, in fact, is we're all moving. What Dan is saying is that he's moving through legal remedies proposed by the Founding Fathers that fit totally into Section 4. He's saying, you know, Al-Qaeda, the war in Iraq, lying, all of that, that's all impeachable offenses, high crimes, and misdemeanors. What Eric Phelps is saying, the only quibble there is that under our system, under Article 1, under the Bill of Rights, we have a separation of church and state, and that's very strict. We have, you know, kind of freedom of thought on the separation of church and state, but the principle of non-allegiance to a corrupt king is the same thing. Oh, well, look, we have a king, a president, who has committed treason and high crimes and misdemeanors, so we prosecute them with an independent prosecutor. And what Eric Schein is saying, it's very true. With the Patriot Act, with the undermining of the vote, if you look at the board of directors that owns the companies that own the Diebold election machines, voting machines, they're all people like Admiral Bobby Ray Inman, i.e. the worst of the black ops of the military-industrial complex. So we're all saying the same thing, and we're all moving as speedily as we can. The proposal for an independent prosecutor to prosecute treason is the critical path if you're going after 911. To go to the towns and cities, and the City Council of San Francisco about 2 weeks ago voted for the impeachment, that's where you get the groundswell of support, because impeachment is a political process. You have to get the will of the people to overthrow the pulling away. Here we have a crucial thing. I remember when I was a futurist at Stanford Research Institute in the mid-70s, we used to say that the U.S. is going to be, it has two paths. One is to stay together as a nation. The other is to break up into about five or so blocks. We used to call the Pacific Northwest Ecotopia. You know, that group of state goes. Then you have kind of the Christian, you know, the red states go a certain way. The Vermont, New England states go a certain way. So we have that fundamental question. Is are we going to dissolve, or are we still going to try and maintain the integrity of the United States? Is there still enough will to maintain that and to secure the impeachment and the incarceration of these individuals who have, in fact, already been, through international institutions, adjudged war criminals? Is there enough oomph?
Now, I want to ask you, yeah. Alfred, I'm going to move this over to Dan. Dan, do you have anything to say on this matter?
Actually, in Vermont, there is a established independence movement called the Vermont Second Republic. The state of Vermont didn't become a state until 13 years after the other colonies did. They were an independent republic at that period. And for a couple of years now, there's been a group called the Vermont Second Republic, and they've quite actively been investigating the possibilities of secession and talking it up how the state of Vermont could become a republic and operate independently, and the legal issues involved with it. And, you know, I think all these things are sort of related, like Alfred was saying. You know, you could have an investigation about treason. You could have a simultaneous House of Representatives investigation about impeachment. You could have local investigations about impeachment. You could have people talking about seceding. I think what matters is that right now we cannot rely upon our politicians to really take any kind of lead in the effort of maintaining the sanctity of the Constitution and the rule of law in our land. So therefore, citizens have to do this. We have to take this upon ourselves. So to my mind, the fact that there's 4 or 5 or 25 different approaches to taking the wind out of the Bush administration's sails and, more importantly, bringing them to justice, I think that's all to the good. Ultimately, you know, we could have people's tribunals, and we could have people giving evidence and talking about impeachment and impeachable offenses, but until we have a court of law doing it or until we have actual Congress doing the investigation, we won't have the force of law. But if the people act in a unified and multifaceted way to bring these crimes to the attention of everyone in the nation and to indeed have trials, even if they don't have the force of law, we will be setting a precedent for the government to follow. And if say, the Democrats come into power, instead of just standing by idly, as they have been so wont to do for so long, they will have basically been led by the people to go ahead and do the right action that would have the force of law behind it. So it's as if we are leading the way for our politicians, showing them what needs to be done so that they might follow in our footsteps and have the actual force of the law behind them so that what we have been showing needs to be done can actually be done and be enforced.
Well, I also bring the same question up to Eric Belt. Eric, what do you think about what's being said by our other two here? How does that relate to what you feel? And is there any way that all three of you can collaborate on some type and try to get the people here listening to support? What can the people do to support? Eric, you want to take the floor on this?
Well, in looking back, it's my humble opinion that the Vatican runs this country from stem to stern. That the Jesuits ruled this country from the Council on Foreign Relations to Washington to every state house. That they control both the Democratic and the Republican Party. That they can control the press. They control the Federal Reserve Bank. They control academia. They control everything. And so to try to make an appeal to either party, to the Republican Party or the Democratic Party, is utterly futile. FDR was just as much of a war criminal as George Bush, as Bill Clinton. I say enough is enough, and it's time to separate and begin all over again with people that are elected by their own people on their county or state level, and begin to start that way of being. Because you cannot become president of this country unless you have the permission of the Council on Foreign Relations, which is controlled by the Archbishop of New York. So I say it's time to separate completely and start our own nation once again.
Now, Eric, I just want to stop you for 1 minute and ask Alfred, is that of the Council of Foreign Relations, is it that well connected that it would control going
look,
on?
I don't think that anything productive is going to come out of by having differences among ourselves on how the permanent economy runs. And we could have arguments about how the permanent war economy runs. I know that I can say that from my own experience, Congressman Henry B. Gonzalez asked me in 1975 to help him put together the House Select Committee on Assassinations to investigate the assassination of John F. Kennedy, Robert F. Kennedy, Martin Luther King, and Malcolm X. And I have professionally been involved in investigation of the permanent war economy for about 30 years. I have also professionally done thorough investigation of the Vatican and of the Catholic Church, and believe me, the ills of the world are what we can call a civilization, which is the permanent war economy. Behind a Donald Rumsfeld, George W. Bush, and Richard B. Cheney lies over 200 years of secret permanent war economy that is connected to the world drug trade that goes back to what we can call the Order of Death and the Illuminati and Skull and Bones. I myself went to Jesuit schools. I went to Yale University. I was not in Skull and Bones. I've done a lot of the deep research, both in Skull and Bones, both in the Vatican. I know I've interviewed deputy heads of the Jesuits, all of that. I think that these are all false leads that do not lead to light. What we're trying to change is a whole culture. We're trying to change the permanent war economy that is keeping humanity enslaved. And we now have an opportunity because we've identified three principal actors, the president, the vice president, and the department, the Secretary of Defense of the United States, who by the evidence carried out an act of war on the United States, have carried out phony wars that are impeachable offenses. Dan has said, our job now is to mobilize the people through the multiple channels, to reach out, as Eric Phelps does, to the Christian community, to reach out to all the people of faith, to reach out to the X Generation X, to the Indigo Kids, to the people who believe that religion is the opiate of the masses. I mean, as a people, we have to rise up and take back the power, which we can do constitutionally now. So I would like to hear from Eric Schein, because he was the one who said, look, our democratic institutions are being eroded, for example, in the vote, and you've got an election coming up in just a few months there.
Eric Schein, would you take the floor and, address this issue?
There's a couple of things I wanted to bring up from listening to everybody. One was you really need to understand where these guys, quote-unquote, want to take it, who they're really working for, which I believe is the private money trust. And you can, point to the Jesuits. You can point to all other factions, Illuminati, whomever, whatever name you want to put on them. It is the private money trust that is playing this game and has been playing this game for a very long time. But you need to understand where they want to take us all, which is to dissolve the United States so that just like in the USSR, there is no more USSR. And when there is no more USSR, everything of the treasury of the USSR is up for grabs. And whoever turns off the light going out the door, they have custody or control of most of those assets. And that is exactly what they're trying to do here in the United States. You can already see it in the bankruptcy courts, the corporations, the spin to privatize federal treasury assets and departments and agencies into private hands, first and foremost in the country and then overseas, just like Martin Bormann did as the executive director under Hitler. He outsourced over 750 corporations. I believe to some extent, just like Lincoln said, that united we stand, divided we fall. and that at some point they want us to fall, they want us to secede, they want us to dissolve the Union, so that when there is no more Union, all of the enormous treasury assets, the federal system, whether it's military or whatever you want to point at, even interstate and intrastate highway systems, and you know, things like our merchant marine, everything, NASA, whatever, it's theirs. And that's really what they want, and at some point they're trying to move to create a Pan-American state in the United States, well, with the United States and Canada and Mexico, and then set it up as the North, as in the Civil War, and then have South America as the South in the Civil War. That's where they want to take us as a step towards this one-world government. Knowing that, you need to realize that they're trying to set up and use the free trade agreements to do this and carry it out. Understand that. Let me finish. And then try to find a way to step back.
We're going to commercial. I have to stop you here, and we'll be back, and I'll let you finish up, Eric. We're going to commercial, and this is...
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Or click on our banner at RBNLive.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
The future of health and wellness is here, and a great-tasting functional beverage. What is Zango? Zango harnesses the real power of the Garcinia mangostana, also known as mangosteen fruit. Zango is the only product to use the whole mangosteen fruit in a patented formulation and contains more xanthones than any other product on Earth. Studies are showing that xanthones have positive effects on nearly all of the body's systems, from increased energy to protection from free radical damage. Xanthones deliver a wide range of benefits. Not only is Zango mangosteen extremely healthy, it's also fat-free. Zango is 100% natural. Zango has no artificial colors and no added sweeteners. To learn more about this absolutely amazing health beverage and how it can have a positive impact on your health, or to learn how to become a distributor, please call 1-800-764-8514. That's 1-800-764-8514. Call today.
Can you grow your own nutrition on a shelf indoors in 10 days? Wheatgrass juice is live superfood, the richest nutritional liquid known to man, packed with amino acids, living enzymes, and over 100 elements. 2 ounces of juice have the same nutrition as 3 pounds of choice garden produce. Call 1-877-699-4328. That's 1-877-MY-WHEAT. The stamina, healing, blood building, weight control, and cleansing are just the beginnings of what you will reap from pennies worth of grain. For the book, seed, and the beautiful stainless steel hand crank wheatgrass juicer for $150 plus shipping. No monthly pills, no monthly bills. This is real self-sufficiency. Go to AustinWheatgrass.com or call toll-free 1-877-MY-WHEAT. That's 1-877-699-4328. And thank you for your support of our labors and of the RBN network.
Well, we're going into the top of the next hour, but before we do that, we're going to continue with our conversation here, and we're going to talk with Eric Schein and have him finish up his statement, because this is a very important program, and I hope it provokes your thought. Eric, you want to finish up what we were saying, Eric Schein?
Yeah, real quick, and I guess it goes to Sun Tzu as far as knowing your enemy, that to either, you know, defend yourself or ourselves, or even go on the offensive, that at some point you need to understand your enemy and what they want, and where they're trying, you know, what they're trying to get at. And I think that's critical. But another thing I wanted to bring up, too, is that the Bill of Rights, they've been attacking the Bill of Rights since its inception. The Bill of Rights was imposed upon the Constitution. The colonies or states, whatever you want to call them at the time, would not have agreed to the Constitution if the Bill of Rights was not in there. And what they've tried to use is war every time, whether it's the Spanish-American War, World War One, Two, Korea, Vietnam, you can go out, you know, through our whole history. The thing that people need to understand, though, is that when the Bill of Rights was imposed upon the Constitution, we were at war. We had taken on the largest military power, empire in the world, and it, at that time, it wasn't really over. And so some people, you know, they want to say that, well, the Bill of Rights has to be suspended in time of war because we have, you know, we need to do eavesdropping, we need to do all this other stuff. No. It is more important that our civil rights and our civil liberties and our courts and everything else remain open and active and take grievances from our people and even foreigners if necessary, and have their day in court. And what you're seeing going on right now is everything is being shut down in advance of taking down the United States entirely, and we need to put a stop to that.
Now, I want to stop you there, and I want to mention here and a problem that's happening in DuPage County, Illinois. The court records and documents, I've mentioned this before, here in Illinois are being stockpiled and moved into India. This is the most outrageous thing I can think of to happen. Court documents that you have that you might have to call back into court, being removed from the venue of the state where you are, moved into India, whereas people are being paid $27 an hour to watch and protect and furnish those documents allegedly back to the court system. Now, Alfred, I know I don't think you're aware of this. What type of situation would we look at with our court docket being moved into another country?
Yeah, I mean, this is yet another indication of the fundamental erosion of the United States as a nation. I think that a couple of years ago there was a Harvard study which quantified that social bonds within the United States, interpersonal bonds within the United States had eroded. I mean, a great deal. And this is understandable because the U.S. public has actually been under tremendous attack for 60 years. The myth
I have to stop you here because we're going to the commercial in the beginning of the hour, and we'll be returned with all of our guests on Late Night with Deanne on RBN Live. And we're going to come up with a solution here, and we want you to participate in the solution.
Everyone agrees our children are the future leaders of this great nation. How can we expect the founding values of our great republic to continue with future generations when these same values are being phased out of the government-run school system? There is a solution. The Little Red Schoolhouse Project, a community-based school system founded by Dr. Jake Wade to provide a biblical and constitutionally based education for our children. Help us prepare the next generation in our fight for freedom. Ask us how you can help by writing to Providence Christian Academy, 280 Tenny Creek Road, Dale, Texas, 78616, or by calling 512-398-4833. Once again, that is Providence Christian Academy, 280 Tenny Creek Road, Dale, Texas, 78616. Support your local Little Red Schoolhouse. Call 512-398-4833 and ask how you can help ensure no student is turned away.
You're listening to RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network. RBN Live.